Welcome, I'm Stephanie. I made the Connection Planner for those of us who need to plan and track things in life, but want more from the process, like gentle reminders to care for ourselves, putting our own oxygen mask on first, and to stay connected with God. I'm so glad you're here and we're doing this together. If you haven't already, go ahead and open your planner to this week's Weekly Rhythm page and have a pen or pencil handy, whichever you prefer to plan with. You can use both if you like. Since you're listening to this guide, you've already done step zero. This guide is designed to walk you through the process of your planner's weekly rhythm. You can use it however you choose, as a one-time how to use this planner and learn as you go guide, or to guide you through the process each week as a friend who helps you stay focused, or some combination. I'll walk you through the steps of the weekly rhythm. At each step, I'll narrate what's next to guide you. You choose whatever is helpful for you, and know that you can always choose to include more or less as it fits where you are in your journey. If something doesn't suit, I recommend trying it again in the future, because sometimes what we need changes, like our taste buds. As you follow the guide, I'll pause. If my pause isn't long enough, feel free to press pause on the recording and restart when you are ready. As you walk through this process, be kind to yourself and look for the glimmers, those reminders that you are seen, loved, and delighted in. Step 1. Now, let's take a couple of minutes to ground. If you have a grounding routine, you can use that. If you'd like a place to start, you can take a deep breath, close your eyes if you like, hold the breath, then exhale, slowly and fully releasing the tension that you are carrying in your body. Continue breathing this way and allow the stress and tension to wash away. The idea here is to remind your body and brain that you are safe. This helps you open the higher levels of your brain and also to connect with yourself and to God. We cannot connect when we are in survival mode. We want to do this rhythm from a place of connection instead of a place of stress or performance. As you make your final exhale, surrender something that isn't yours to carry, at least for now. Step 2. Reflect. Wins, glimmers, and lessons. We're going to look back before we look ahead. Step 2 asks you to reflect on the past week. I like to start with the good stuff first, not because the hard things don't matter, but because your brain needs a little lift before it can do its best thinking. So, what were your wins this week? They don't have to be big. Maybe you made a phone call you'd been putting off. Maybe you got outside. Maybe you just made it through, and that absolutely counts. Look back at your week to find 2 to 5 things you can feel at least a little good about. Go ahead and write those down now. While we're here, did you notice any glimmers this week? A glimmer is a moment that felt like a love note from God. Something small and good that you might have almost missed. If one comes to mind, jot it down. If nothing comes to mind, that's okay. There's nothing wrong with you. Sometimes there's a bit of a delay. Consider asking God to bring to mind something He wants you to remember, or ask Him to send a new glimmer. If you get something, you can record that here. I want to encourage you to be gentle here. Think of one or two lessons from this week. Not failures, not evidence against yourself. Just, what did this week's experience teach me? What would I want to do a little differently? And go ahead and write those down too. When you're ready, we'll move to step three. Step three, list, review, and reset, and brain dump. Step three is clearing things out of our mind so we can think clearly and stay connected. We're going to check a few places in the planner or other lists you have and get down on paper anything you want to remember. I like to separate them between personal life, home, and work, business, income related things. This helps me to be sure to do some of both to hit all the important things. Try different ways to see what works best for you. First, make note of what is on your mind. You can write those down first so they don't disappear. Next, look at your planner and rhythm pages from last week. Is there anything that needs to roll forward to this week? Go ahead and add that to your list here. If there is something that has expired or is no longer important, feel free to cross it off your list. Add the things that you want to remember. Look at your monthly reflections and possibilities pages. Is there anything you wanted to focus on this month that belongs in this week? Now flip to your baby steps pages in the front of the planner. Are there any next steps waiting there that belong in this week? Add those here. Is there anything else sitting in your head or on other lists that need to come out and land somewhere? Jot those down in the personal life, home, or work, business, income sections on this page, or however you have decided to sort out your list. It is important to note that you are not committing to any of these yet. You are just getting them out of your head or moved from your memory jogger onto the page where you can see it. If you need more time, pause this recording. Remember, this isn't an exercise in perfection. Step four, oxygen masks. Step four is one of my favorites. And I want to tell you why it comes before your focus for the week and not after. Because your big rocks go in first, and taking care of yourself is a big rock. It's not a reward. It's not what you get to do if you finish everything else. It goes in first. Let's look at the oxygen mask section. There are five categories: sleep and rest, nourishment, movement and sunshine, delight, play, and fun, and connections. For each one, just brainstorm one option. Not a commitment, just an idea. What might taking care of yourself look like in each of these areas this week? When you're ready, we'll pause here for a moment with God. Step 5, connection with God. Now that we've cleared our heads and pulled together the things we know about, and before we choose our priorities for this week, let's take a moment to listen and ask God what He wants us to hear from Him, or what He wants to invite us into with Him this week. If you've picked up some tension along the way, go ahead and take a couple of deep, slow grounding breaths. Inhale deeply. Hold it. Then slowly release it. When you are ready, ask God if there is something He wants to invite you into this week, or if there is something He wants you to hear from Him now. If something came, a word, a sense, a picture, a feeling, write it down. Even just a word or two is enough. If listening to and hearing God isn't something you've done much of so far, here are a few things to keep in mind. God does not condemn us. When the voice we hear is condemning, it isn't God, and we don't need to entertain it. Even if He wants to get our attention about something, it is His kindness that leads us to thinking in a new way. He is more like a kind and tender grandfather than a stern disciplinarian in the principal's office. He usually speaks through words, pictures, or a sense. When we aren't used to that, it's easy to miss it. Finally, if you think you aren't hearing from Him, that doesn't mean you are broken. Sometimes we aren't ready to hear. Sometimes He shares something later. So if something comes later, it still counts. If you want to practice hearing God together, you can check out that module in the Connection Planner mini course. Step 6, this week's focus. From everything on your page, what are the 1 to 3 things that matter most this week? This is where you get to decide what success means or looks like to you. Maybe part of your experience is hearing that you wouldn't be able to make it without them, or that you would never amount to anything. If you've heard those things, even from yourself, I want to tell you that this is not true. You matter and are worthy of love just because you are. And your success, your making it or amounting to something, is up to you and God. You get to choose what success means to you. And it rarely looks like what the world, and sometimes even a church, says it should look like. Some weeks, getting out of bed or taking a shower is a huge success. The weeks I feel most successful now are the weeks I've been kind to myself and felt connected with God. Nothing flashy or impressive. When I'm kind to myself and I'm connected with God, I find I'm able to do more of the things I would like to get done. Where I approach my days from and what I seek first organizes my soul and my life. Jesus knew that when He said, "Seek first God's kingdom and righteousness, and all these other things will be added to you," in Matthew 6:33. For your priorities this week, consider how much bandwidth you have and what you need. Some weeks you may want to have only one priority. Other weeks you may want 2 or 3. You get to decide. As you do, consider choosing one thing from your oxygen mask list, especially if you are early in your healing process. And then, if there's room, another thing from your personal life home list and one from your work business income list. Not everything on your list needs to happen. The whole list doesn't need to be finished. Choose the things that, if you get them done, you would feel like this week counted. Write those things in this week's focus section, numbered 1 through 3, or fewer if that's what's true for you this week. One gentle tip. These can be goals or intentions, not just tasks. Rest well can be a weekly focus. Move forward on whatever project can be a focus. They don't have to be perfectly defined, just what you need to focus on. Take a minute to choose and write down your priority for this week. When you are ready, we'll get your weekly planner pages set up. Step 7, set up the weekly calendar. Go ahead and lay out your planner. You'll need to be able to flip back and forth between your rhythm and weekly planner spreads. You can use a pen or pencil or something else that makes you smile. I like to use a purple Inkjoy pen myself. At the top of the left page, you'll see a place to write your focus from step 6. Go ahead and put it there so it's in front of you all week. Not as a boss, but as a kind reminder of what you want to focus on. At the top of the right page, there is a tracker. If a tracker feels like pressure to you, don't use it. But if you want a tool to see if you're doing what you wanted to do, feel free to track those things here. I use mine to help me be aware of doing little things that become big things if neglected. For example, if I've noticed I'm forgetting my supplements, I put it in the tracker to help me see reality. Treat it as a tool, not as a requirement or a boss. Next, add your appointments and commitments for the week. Anything you already know is happening goes in first. You can use these daily sections however you like. One way that I like is to divide the days into imaginary thirds. The first third is for scheduled events, meetings, and appointments. The middle third is for the day's reminders of things to do. The final third is for either a menu or meal plan or a log of what I ended up eating, depending on what I need to focus on for my own priorities. Use this space in ways that work for you and know that you can play with it and test to see what is best. Next, look back at your oxygen masks from step 4, or the one that you chose for your weekly priorities if you did that. You can schedule one for the week, or you can choose more. You can put it in the calendar like it matters, because it does. What else might fit? Don't try to fill your planner space. Leave room for life with real white space. Go light to start. More than likely, other things will pop up during the week, and it helps to have margin for that. In the extra section at the bottom of page 2, I add things that I want to do that week, but that don't have a specific day or time. And that's where I look first when I have time set to work on general things. You can transfer those there now. And one last thing, plan a time for your next weekly rhythm time. It's much easier to protect time you've already claimed than to find time when things get too full. Step 8, closing. You did it. You just did something that a lot of people never do. You stopped, reflected, listened, and you made a gentle plan. Each evening this week, you might take just a minute to look back at the day, note any wins or glimmers, and anything you want to carry into tomorrow, like thawing meat from the freezer. But for now, take a breath. You're doing it. Even the tiniest baby steps count. Have a good week. I'm cheering for you.